Michael Jones is in the studio. Good morning, Michael Jones.
Morning, Mitch Bride. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. You're going to review three films for us this morning. What are we going to learn about today?
Well, let's hear about Room first.
Room?
Room, that's all it's called. One syllable, one word. It stars Brie Larson and eight-year-old, well, he was about six when it was filmed, eight-year-old Jacob Tremblay. It's directed by a guy called Lenny Abrahamson. It's Room is based on the novel by Emma Donoghue, and it's the story of Ma, played by Brie Larson, and her five-year-old son Jack, played by Jacob Tremblay. They live in a very, very small world. The sort of world that Joseph Fritzl would create, if
gotcha.
You will. You got it? You see where
you.
I'm going with this world that
I'm
they live
with
in?
You.
Yeah, now, Jack has never known anything but the four walls and the bed and the sink and the shower that surround him. Ma, of course, has, but she basically dedicates her life to keeping young Jack happy and safe and content, even at the expense of her own mental well-being,
mm-hmm.
protecting him from as much as she can, but also while trying to teach him as much as she can as well. But, of course, Jack's curiosity is growing, and you know that there's going to be a crisis point, and something's going to happen. So, like, Room, yeah, Brie Larson has already won like many acting awards for this, but for her portrayal as the mother. But gee, young Jacob Tremblay, he's amazing in this film.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of talk about certain people not being nominated for Oscars. I think it's a bit of a travesty that this kid wasn't nominated for an Oscar. He is quite brilliant. Yeah. Now, in Room, it's a very harrowing film. It's very understated and has a gritty and realistic feel to it. It's also very challenging viewing at times.
Okay.
But it's well worth the struggle, and this is one room that you won't regret spending a lot of time in.
All right, sounds interesting. Okay, we'll move on.
Move on to a film called Spotlight. This is stars Michael Keaton, Mark Ruffalo, Rachel McAdams, Liev Schreiber, Stanley Tucci. It's directed by Tom McCarthy. This is another Oscar bait film with an all-white ensemble cast, of course. Spotlight, this tells the story of how the Boston Globe's investigative team uncovered child abuse and the cover-up by the Catholic Church on a massive scale in the Boston area alone. And it was ultimately found that, this sort of abuse was going on across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while this is an entirely worthy subject for dramatisation and, an Oscar-worthy sort of subject, this story feels like it's come around about 10 years too late. This story actually took place in the early 2000s. But there have been, so many great documentaries detailing the extent of the abuse and the concealment, collusion and corruption between the Catholic Church and authorities in that time, since the early 2000s right up to now. Films like, Deliver Us From Evil and Mea Maxima Culpa, which are far more chilling because they're kind of real. You get real accounts from victims and you see what has actually happened, whereas Spotlight feels just like a fairly pedestrian procedural with, a few big name actors to give it a bit more gravitas. I was kind of underwhelmed by the whole thing. Very conventional storytelling, and like I said, the shock factor has already really been sucked out of this story, and the big reveals in this story. It's worthy subject, but ho-hum, there are other films more worthy of the spotlight than this one at this time of year.
All right, nice one. And you're going to finish on another film. What are we going to...
On a slightly lower brow note, okay. We'll move on to Dirty Grandpa. You may have seen the ads already. Robert De Niro, Aubrey Plaza and Zac Efron's abs star in this film. And it pretty much, they're all in a bit of a race to the bottom as to who can humiliate themselves the most to try and get the biggest laugh. It's directed by a guy called Dan Mazer. He's the director of many films involving Sacha Baron Cohen. So don't expect too much subtlety with Dirty Grandpa.
Okay.
It's about the recently widowed Dick Kelly, played by De Niro, who asks his uptight grandson Jason, played by Zac Efron's abs, to drive him from Atlanta to Boca in Florida to visit an old army buddy. But of course, Grandpa Kelly has some ulterior motives for getting Jason to drive him. And would you believe one of those motives involves getting laid.
I would not.
No, well, I don't. I'm sorry to spoil it for you if you were expecting something else. Look, De Niro is, you know, he's very much the politically incorrect, wisecracking, foul-mouthed, horny old man. Zac Efron's, you know, abs of steel, but, you know, with a stick up his ass.
Uh-huh.
You know, and, you know, they're like, it's a, like a mismatched buddy comedy, and both of them, you know, in a race to the bottom to see who can do the biggest, you know, who can humiliate themselves
biggest
for the biggest
joke.
Biggest laugh. And, yep. And I guess at least Dirty Grandpa is kind of honest in what it's about. You get exactly what you'd expect from this film. Plenty of debauchery. Dirty Grandpa, you may feel like you need a shower or want to reach for the soap after watching it, but it will deliver exactly what you'd expect.
All right, there. Three films. You kind of went started high and then went down, I think, after that. You went The Room.
Depends on your taste, Mitch.
Dirty Grandpa. That's true. It is subjective. Thanks so much, Michael Jones. Catch you next week.
Pleasure.